This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. We're going to start today with a math problem. Put your calculators away. I'm not talking about that kind of problem. But according to a report by the California Department of Education, many of the state's students lack access to high-quality math education. Meanwhile, the pool of jobs requiring math, science, and engineering experience is growing, especially here in the Bay Area. For people with the right skills, these jobs have become the latest iteration of the American dream: steady, livable wages and plenty of demand. So, to better prepare students for those careers, some San Francisco high schools have started after-school robotics clubs that offer hands-on tech experience. KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma followed George Washington High School's robotics team, the Eagle Bots, as they hustle to build a robot in 6 weeks. I need the bigger one.
I'll be one later. Students are clustered in a small classroom. They are hunched over computer screens and sipping from bucket-sized bubble teas. And on the floor, there's something that looks like a car battery got in a fight with a Roomba. It scoots back and forth on command. Taxi C2 says the first time they made it move,
everyone took their phone out and started taking pictures of it. That's about it.
The Eaglebots have 6 weeks to turn this pile of wires into a robot that can lift and stack big plastic bins. That's the requirement to compete in an upcoming regional contest in Davis against robots just like it. It's part of a national competition of 3,000 teams. This is week three. The Eaglebots have been working on the robot every day after school, all day on Saturdays too.
You don't come on Sundays.
Yeah, school's closed on Sundays.
We would if we could, but they don't let us.
That's Sheldon Lau and Michael Kwong, two high school seniors in the club. In a lot of ways, this looks like any other high school classroom. The students are milling around, rummaging for snacks, partaking in lively debate.
No, you can.
You can't.
You can.
You cannot.
They said you can.
But what they are doing, it is way more complicated than anything I remember doing at this age. Not only do these students have to build and design a robot from scratch, they have to write code to make it perform specific functions. Here's Eaglebot Isaac Ng, a senior.
I do timer dot delay. So basically it will turn on the motor for at 100% speed and then wait for 5 seconds and then turn it off.
For Ng and everyone else on the team, robot building is a completely new experience. And there are only so many people who can help them. Many of the adults in their lives have little understanding of what they are doing. Here's Sheldon Lau again.
My parents aren't really into this techie stuff. So I tell them I'm building a robot and they think I'm building some sort of android that's going to destroy the world or something.
You think there's just like sort of a generational divide?
I think it's because my parents, they don't like work in these kinds of fields, like the engineering field or computer science or anything. They did kind of like simple labor work, so this is kind of a different world to them.
So instead, the internet has become their textbook. They also get help from mentors from nearby tech companies, more seasoned high school competitors, and teachers. Computer science teacher John Hadgel is advisor to the Eaglebots.
This is the second year of computer science at Washington. They had it years and years ago, but then budget cuts happened. This year we have 4 computer science classes, so
wow.
About 120 students. It's really good, and we had to limit some of the students.
Hadgel wanted students to get more hands-on computer science training. So did senior Stephanie Tam. She had friends on Lowell High School's accomplished Cardinal Robotics team. So they started a club just like it. Interest wasn't a problem, but
school just didn't have the money.
The parts for the robot cost thousands of dollars alone. A neighborhood organization helped the club get $20,000 from Facebook. Tech money in the SFUSD isn't a new thing. This past year alone, Salesforce.com donated $5 million to the district. Hadgel says he's grateful for the resources, but the tech giants make some educators uneasy.
Will they have a say in the curriculum? Will they have a say in hiring? You know, things like that. So we want to make sure that as teachers that we do appreciate the money, but we don't want them to affect the way things are taught.
As for the students, they're not sure what they're going to do 5 or 6 years from now. But whatever it is, they think this experience will prove useful. Here's Lau.
Participating in this club kind of gives us a sense of how a big company, a big tech company works. There's a software team, there's a build team. Everything's kind of linked together and we all have to work together.
I got this. It's week 6 now, and the robot is undergoing testing to make sure it is competition ready. Some of the students have morphed into robot paramedics. Here's club president Stephanie Tam.
So far, we've bent the robot.
You what?
Bent the robot.
Oh, you bent the robot?
Yeah, a little bit. See, the arms are like kind of slanted down. It's not supposed to be like that.
The robot is about 7 feet tall now, with pincher arms that slide up and down its large frame. When I asked him what she thinks it looks like, she demurely tells me a guillotine.
Go forward, forward, forward. Dead. You're good.
The students maneuver it inside of the elevator to get it outside onto the school's blacktop. It's a delicate process.
We went to the wrong floor, and now we have to ask for the elevator keys.
Once outside, the robot trains next to the school's lacrosse and tennis team. The other students passing by pause to admire the Eaglebot's handiwork.
Back it up.
The team practices making the robot run at certain speeds and stacking large boxes on top of one another. Each time the robot successfully completes a task, the students look equal parts delighted and surprised. Their advisor, John Hadgel, is right there with them.
This test is very important. Okay, turn it this way. You're going to go fast. Stop. Short.
This is the last week the Eaglebots will be allowed to work on their robot, lovingly dubbed the McKinneagle. The students step back and admire their handiwork, taking pictures of it on their phone against the backdrop of the Golden Gate Bridge. Senior Sheldon Lau is one of them.
If you guys are taking pictures of the robot, what are you going to do with them?
I'm just mostly going to show it to my family, you know, to show that, you know, I've done something.
In San Francisco, I'm Hannah Kingsley Ma for Cross Currents.
Oh, wow, that actually works. So you just didn't grip on anything.
The magic button over here.